Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the first, because we're now actually making the show from two different countries.
Yeah, that's true.
Bonkers. I'm in Scotland, mate. It's a Scotland special this week. All the bands we're playing are Scottish, something to do with Scotland, or from even further north than Scotland, but still kind of in Scotland. As you're about to hear right now, this is Bacchus, Brotherly Hate. That was Bacchus, Tony.
Cool.
I know, and that is pretty fucking vintage, my friend. That CD came out in 2006. They sent us that. They were one of the first bands to send us a CD. I got really excited. And then we never ever heard from them again. I got in touch, say we played them, but we never heard from them. They do have a MySpace page, but you're going to love this, mate. They're from Shetland, right? They're the only punk band on Shetland, right?
Okay.
What I want to know is, what is their Shetlopedia page?
Really?
There is a Shetlopedia, yeah. Fucking brilliant.
Shetlopedia.co.uk/Bacchus.
Nearly. Shetlopedia.com/Bacchus. Phew. Thought you were going to get that one. Probably be the internet one, Tony Nil. You're listening to Project Marv underneath right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
How are you doing?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, not bad. The local police station got firebombed. Apart from that, we're all right.
What's that, sorry?
Well, the local police station got firebombed, but we're all right.
Yes, you've got riots in your country, haven't you?
Yeah.
So what happened there, then?
Oh, it sounded a lot worse. Well, it was just 30 youths came and chucked about 10 Molotov cocktails at the police station, but I think they all missed and hit the road. So
they all missed.
Pretty much, apart from
That's
one.
That's the problem with kids today. They can't even riot properly.
Exactly.
Well, Scotland is riot free.
Good.
It's like the world's been turned on its head. And my Edinburgh show is doing really, really well. I'm really pleased. I'm having such a good time. I had too much of a good time, though. In the first 5 days I was here, I did 20 shows. And I went to 20 bars and I drank 20,000 beers. And I just lost 20 times voice. It was really bad. But I got it back. I'm all happy now. I had some stuff to tell you in this bit, and I've managed to not delete it, but just close it. So we'll do it a little bit later on in the show. So I want to get back on with the next song, because obviously I'm in Scotland. So this is a Scotland special. Every band we're playing this week, Scottish. Next up, you're going to enjoy this, mate. This is a band called The Termites, who, well, a psych video band from years ago, still going, still gigging, or they've got back together and they're gigging anyway. Rumours have it they might do a little tour next year. They've got some gigs lined up. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Termites' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/termites.
No, it's MySpace.com/termites the.
Huh.
Yeah, probably the internet too. Tony Neil, shout it out loud. The Termites, Tony, pretty good, eh?
Very nice.
Yes, indeed. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, my friend.
My pleasure.
Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do. Thank you all for your Facebook comments. Please don't forget, if you're on Facebook, do like our page. Search for Punky Radio. It is the one that comes up. This is radio station. Like our page, and please leave us a comment on our wall, or we'll read them out. Alternatively, don't forget, you can always vote for us at Podcast Alley. Go to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for us link, hit that, enter your email address, and a subject to the comment if so wish. Please do that if you get a moment, because we're running low on Podcast Alley votes this month. Thank you very much. And here's the Facebook comments for this week.
It's word for word the way you do, mate. I could swear you read now.
No, I'm not. It's just in my head. There are things that are. Okay, Josh Murphy. So, I've been listening to Spike Tars for 3 years now. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you, well done. 3 years in.
Still going strong. Thank you much. I think it's probably Murphy the Yeti, I think.
Well, you get lesser armed robbery, don't you?
Yeah. Or writing, yeah, basically pretty much, yeah.
Writing?
Writing.
You're going to prison for writing.
Dawn Osuna Burns. I'm still rolling from Pick Pick Yum Yum. Uncle Randy must die. Keep the laughter coming, Smacktards.
He must die. Fuck Uncle Randy.
Thanks for the good time, Dawn. P.S. More 99ers.
And which yes, you... we will have some 99ers soon. It won't be this month. It'll be in September.
Yeah. You replied saying, we'll have more 99ers in a few weeks' time. Yes, fuck on Uncle Randy, and I warned you about Pick Pick Yum Yum.
Oh, I didn't realise I'd replied to that. I really need to keep a track on it. I'm losing it.
And finally, Aubrey Hansen replied saying, Punky fans are the best, and obviously that's the unfortunate person with Uncle Randy. Another one from Caroline Jackson. Still doing it, good boys. Let's have some Gogo Bordello, my current new favourites. Lol. Aubrey Hansen again saying, I'll be seeing them in early September. It'll be my first time. I'm very curious. Josh Murphy chimed in saying, yes, get some Gogo Bordello on, Punky. Might I suggest either Wonderlust King or 60 Revolutions? You replied, I'll have to apply for permission to play them, which may well be an absolute ball ache, but we'll see. Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant punk.
Immigrant, immigrant, immigrant punk. Immigrant, immigrant punk. At the moment, we don't have permission to play them.
No.
I'll find out.
Yeah. And finally, Karen Jackson just suggests you can always play Euclid Vomit instead.
Indeed.
That's it. So please do leave a comment on our wall.
Yeah, that's right. It's not hard. That's right. You're on Facebook. Just nip over there. Like it. Leave a comment. Lovely job. Right. Got some more Scottish shit for you now.
Okay.
This is Tom Mancy. What life brings. Tom Mancy and the Icebreakers, Tony.
Cool.
It is cool, and that's the opening track on their album, which I don't have to hand. I haven't got the albums with me this week because I'm in Scotland and my albums are elsewhere, but trust me, it's a very, very good album. And there's a track on that album that is going to be on this year's Punky Radio Halloween special that I decided was going to be on it as soon as I heard it. When did I get that album? January, February?
A good while ago, yeah.
It was a while ago, and I said, that is going on the Halloween show. I have not forgotten. It is. I've forgotten pretty much everything else. Mate, my show's going great.
Is it?
I haven't got a poster up anywhere.
Okay.
I'm hardly doing any flyering. And I'm getting about... The room I'm in only holds about 35 people, and I'm getting about 30 people in a day.
Well, that's good, then.
Fantastic. And at the end, I'm shaking my bucket.
Okay.
And they're putting money in my bucket. I haven't had to go to the cash point yet. I've been living off my bucket. Oh, God. Life is so depressing when you live off a bucket. But it's been great. Really, really enjoying it. That's the afternoon show, Tweeting Beauty. The evening show is going fine as well. I've had some really, really cracking acts on. In fact, I'm just walking over here, right, in fact, what I've been doing each day at the evening show, I've been writing down my favourite line of the night.
Okay.
Right? Because they just keep being really weird things happening. Right? And the first night, a comic called Danny Ward said, I'm getting bogged down in admin here. he was out into, someone was acting him with someone he was doing. He just came out of that line and I just laughed. Then the next day, a girl called Laura Bosco said, I really cocked up the Orville.
Nice.
That's brilliant. That's a double whammy. She also came back in. Anyway, back to the semen delivery. And yesterday's one, Susan Murray, got, what's the fly fishing like where you live?
Nice.
Yeah, that's my line of the day there. But this evening's one was fantastic. Right, there's a girl in the front row from Australia. And the comic on stage asked her if he could suck her toes, right, for no apparent reason. And she said, I'd rather he didn't. He went, why not? She said, they're really, really long. And he went, what? So she got her feet out on it, and they are. She had really, really long toes. And he just said, fucking hell, you've got fingers on your feet. That was today's line. I'm writing it down as we speak. It's been brilliant, mate. There's loads and loads and loads of good stuff on. I saw a show the other night I went to see Robin Ince's 10 o'clock show, which is in the same venue as mine. Oh my God, it was absolutely packed. Really, really funny show though. And then afterwards I went round to see an act who shall remain nameless.
Okay.
But I went to see her act, and over one side of Princes Street, where my evening venue is, there's not a lot of people going over there, and the audience is a fairly low bar, a few shows. Anyway, I went to see her show, and it was on at 10 to midnight, and I was the only person there.
No.
Right, and I sat in the crowd, and her support act came on and started performing to me and had a fucking go at me.
Really?
She's like, look at you in your shirt and all that. And I said to her, look, I'm 100% of the crowd. You really don't want to piss me off. I might just walk out. Anyway, the couple at the bar outside heard me having this argument with the support act. So they came in and sat down. So then there were three of us. Then the girl, the headliner, and she was really good, actually. She came out. She sat down on the stage with her head in her hands and her eyes shut and talked into the microphone for 45 minutes. And we, the three of us, just sat there pissing ourselves. She was absolutely brilliant. And then after that, we went to the Loft Bar, which is where I got in trouble last year all the time. That's the bar I've been thrown out of before. It's the performers and agents and promoters, the movers and the shakers bar.
Right.
And I've managed to get myself thrown out of it before. Anyway, I don't remember leaving. I don't remember what I did when I got back. I don't remember anything at all, except that this afternoon, when I went to do my show at 4 PM, I reckon I was still pissed.
Right.
Because I had a great time.
Nice.
So my apologies to anybody who I saw last night. If anything happened, sorry. Right. I'm going to get on the next track. Is that all right?
That's cool.
In fact, there's two songs in a row here. This is the way we do things now on Punky Radio. Those of you tuning in for the first time, hearing it first time, won't see anything unusual about this. Those of you who maybe missed out a few weeks might. Get ready for Make Sparks, but first, Rock Burn. Thinking.
Lying on the grass on a summer's day, thinking about the things that pass the time away. You're thinking about our life and the things that we do, hoping someday that we're gonna pull through. Time Thinking about the things that pass the time away.
Affenschwanz.
He dies. God, I feel born again. If I can change, then you can. God, I feel born again.
So we've got some housework to sort out here, some housekeeping here, Tony, because I forgot to ask you what Tom Mancey's website was.
Right, tommancey.com?
It is indeed, it's Tony One Point of the Internet too. We're now coming straight in with Rockburn, and what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rockburn?
No, it's MySpace.com/Rockburn06, Point of the Internet 3, Tony One, and Make Sparks, what do you reckon, MySpace?
MySpace.com/MakeSparks.
No, MySpace.com/MakeSparks Band. No. Point of the Internet 4, Tony One. I've quickly raced ahead there. That was Make Sparks and a track called Apollo Apollo. We got both the Rockburn track and the Make Sparks track from Manila PR. And I think they're both Scottish bands as well, which is why I played them this week. Fucking nice one. Very happy about that. Thank you very much. To Tom at Manila PR, who sent all that stuff through. Right, now that you listen to Planet Smashes underneath us right now, thanks for doing such a great job at the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Across the Borders?
Tony's
International Gig Guide. Jings and Clemens.
Truly is international.
It is.
Yes, another week. Another three gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Again, I haven't got Sunday night's gigs, so I'm doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But apart from that, it hasn't moved. It is still on Denmark Street in London, in England. And here where they are, I've got Thursday night, 18th of August, Sure Shot Hunters. How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
I'm back on track.
Friday, 19th of August, Marjorie's and Separate Silhouettes and More to be Confirmed. It's a Friday night. How much do you think that is?
£6.
£5.
A recession busting £5 on a Friday?
I know.
This is madness, my friend, madness.
Well, on the next day, on Saturday, 20th of August, is a anti-folk UK festival. Gulo, right. Larry Pickleman, Ben Shaw, Skinny Girl Diet, Chris Potter, Fauntleroy, Dennis Skunt, The Sneezy Tees, and Hello Babies.
Folk that.
Yes. How much that is for that bumper day?
I don't know, mate. Do you know what? £6.
It is. £6.
I've not done badly, have I, this week? I've not done badly.
Yes. That's it for the talk for this week.
So that concludes
Tony's
International Gig Guide. It's one, there's a moose, a moose, a moose, a moose. Right, back to normal. This is a band called Karlov. It was Scottish. All the bands this week are Scottish. I don't know if Karlov is still going, but I do know the lead singer. Okay. He's a really nice bloke, and you've seen him or met him actually. I don't know whether you remember at the Psychobilly meeting, the guy with the incredible quiff that came to a point down the front of his face and had green contact lenses in.
No.
He was there. I wonder what you saw that. He always looks completely mental, and he goes down the beach bar on the day, and everyone's in the beach bar in their Hawaiian shirts and their shorts, and he goes down there in all black with black golf boots on, black coat. Doesn't matter how hot it is, he's in all black and he's loving it. This it reflects the band. As far as the website goes, Tony, I've got written down here, fuck knows.
Right.
I can't find anything out about them. They've got a CD out. I've got it. They've probably got some stuff available online. I didn't have time to traipse all the way around for it. But I should think if you type in Karlov into iTunes, you'll probably find out more about them. So I'm going to give you the point.
Oh, very much.
So it's Tony 2, probably the Internet 4, but this is Hell Hill House.
The house.
Chisnitz.
You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now I know what's happened.
Okay.
With the beds, I understand now. It's all right, it doesn't matter. So, are you doing anything this week?
No. No. Nothing. At all. We've taken 2 weeks off the house stuff just because it's crazy time.
Yeah.
In the house hunting season, and all the financial sector seem to be dying, so we don't know what's happening. So we're
actually
just having 2 weeks off.
It's probably not a bad idea you waiting until winter to buy one. Houses are cheaper in winter.
They are, but people take them off the markets as well because they don't want to move. So the market gets a bit stagnant.
All right.
But whatever we've got.
Anyway.
What are you doing?
Well, Tony, I'm doing 2 shows a day at the Edinburgh Festival, as well as other shows as well. And for example, tomorrow, I'm doing a lunchtime kids show called Huggers. I did it last week. I really, really enjoyed it as well. It was brilliant. And there was a kid in the front row, this lad about 8. I said, right, I'm going to do a poem about mice. Who is scared of mice? And one of the girls said, you're scared of mice. I said, have you ever seen a mouse? He went, no, I've seen a rat. I went, have you? What did you do? He said, we killed it. Really? Yeah, we flushed it down the toilet. Like, oh, fair enough. Anyway, so I did the poem about mice, right? And the poem is really, it's just a little poem. Mice are little with long tails. They can clamber up curtain rails, but they don't have shells, not like snails. That's it, right? Kids like that.
Nice.
And then I said, the next poem, mate, the next poem is that this poem is about a statue and it's got the word plop in it. Who here's done a plop today, right? And none of the kids knew the word plop as an expression for a poem. Do you remember that? I'm going for a plop. Yeah, I'm going for a plop. Right. I said, who's gone for a plop? So he said, what's a plop? I said, you know when you flush that rat down the toilet? He went, yeah. I said, imagine if it was brown and you'd made it yourself. I was just having such a laugh with a bunch of 10-year-olds. That sounds wrong on so many levels, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm doing that. I'm doing some late night shows as well. I'm just really enjoying it, basically. I recommend this year's Edinburgh Fringe, particularly the Free Fringe. It's absolutely brilliant this year. You just can get yourself to Edinburgh. You just walk about, you can fall down a hole and there'll be someone doing a stand-up show in it. It's just everywhere. It's fantastic. I love it. Right. Next track, shall we?
Uh-huh.
Next track, shall we? Oh, this is brilliant. Obviously, it's Scottish. I don't think we've played this before. I fucking love this song. This is the Radium Cats, Pink Hearse.
Red suit, big black shirt, bare black boots, and the club is coming up. Last prize, no rose of blazo. That high line of caddies right in the middle. A cousin shaped like a big red bull. Pink hearse, pink hearse, pink hearse, pink hearse. Gonna burn me, gonna take me to big pink hearse. I rock it, yeah. Crap, take a rock, blue wreck, spin around and around. Put my clubs in the hole in the ground. Be hurt, be hurt. We'll be right back. in the Cadillac.
That was the Radium Cats, Tony.
Okay.
And a song called Pink Hearse, which is on their only available album you can get via Nervous Records. What I'll know is, what is Radium Cats' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Radium Cats.
It is indeed. It's Tony 3, Paulie being Internet 4. This is proving to be pretty interesting now. I love that band. It's a great album. Just that album. It's called, what's it called? I can't remember. It's called Other Worlds. Okay. Absolutely brilliant album. Now, I've got something interesting here. This has come through from Andrew Larkin, right? Hi, Paulie B. So much for uniting fans and bands across the land. Having gone to the trouble of actually attempting to buy CDs from bands off their website, the good old-fashioned way, the Scourge seems to have pocketed my cash without delivering the goods. I tried emailing the captain, but his email address quoted on their website, Captain Marvel's Hotline, doesn't work. Don't suppose you've got an alternative email address for them, otherwise I'll get a nomination for Is a Twat, which is a shame because their tunes are by far the best on Punky. No, absolutely not, Andrew. I will get in touch with them. It's obviously been just some mistake. They wouldn't do that at all, and I'll make sure that you get your CDs ASAP. Thanks for getting in touch though, and well done for getting in touch with me, because I can do something about it. I've got Marble's phone number, so I'll call him.
Maybe it's right, the out-of-date website, because they did have an old website, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true. We'll find out. I mean, look, yeah. The minimum you'll get is your money back. Don't worry about it, Andrew. We'll sort that out for you. Now, I've also had a D is a twatting.
Ooh.
Because you haven't got a twat, have you?
I don't have a twat.
You don't have a twat, but it's all right. This is coming from Bill.
Okay.
Who's clearly a few weeks behind. Dearest Paulie B, I am catching up on old Punky. I have 9 in a row I need to get through right now.
Wow.
Just heard you turn down calling out the sun a twat. That is the second time you've turned down a twat I sent you. I forget what the first one was. I am not disagreeing that the sun is a necessity and usually pretty great, but I don't give a fuck. On a 100 plus degree day in New York City, you would have called it a twat in the moment as well. I'm disappointed that you were so unaccepting of what was clearly a twat sent during a moment of serious frustration and a lot of sweating. Speak to you soon, Bill. Fair enough, Bill, but it's still not a fucking twat. Although, admittedly, if you did live in Ethiopia or somewhere like that, you would think the sun was a twat, wouldn't you?
You would.
It would really piss you off. So I'll tell you what, should we do a bit of favour?
No.
No, we're not going to call the sun a twat. I'll tell you what, no one knows what the sun is up here. Fuck me. Pathetic. I'd love to see the sun. It'd be great. That's the thing. I'm definitely not calling it a twat. I want it to come out.
Exactly.
Yeah, the sun has got his twat on. Right, I've also got something else to tell you.
Okay.
Before we get to your very important bit that you've got to do, it's very important, because I believe I have something from Joni H. Jeez, I have.
Ooh.
It's time for Poetry Corner, Tony. This is fantastic. Hey, P&T. This is from Joni H. Jeez, my favourite. She's the Punky's poet in residence, isn't she?
Yes, definitely.
Hey, P&T. Saying Punky is ace gives no qualms. Tony and Paul are not without charms. So thanks for the noise. You rock, Punky boys. Now don't be late for your date with Rosie Palms.
Nice.
Thank you, Joni H.G.'s. And this week, she's the South End Saffaholic. And there's a quote here. Moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. Paulie B, good work. If you have a poem, please do email paulieb@punkyway.com. Tighten your email, Poetry Corner. Right, Tony, you've got some important news, haven't you?
I do. Got contacted last week by Harry, who's from the Mover Radio, online radio station. We're on two other stations at the moment. We're on Horsey Skunk and Roach Radio, which is now the Talk Superstation. We're now on a third one. Mover Radio, we're on Channel 2, the hard drive, 9 p.m. EST on Friday night. They're going to be featuring the latest show every week. And it started last Friday.
Yeah, it did. And you know what? I clicked on the link. At exactly whatever it was, like 2 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning here, and I clicked on the link and we were on.
Nice.
We were on.
I
was going, oh fuck it. I came in during you. I didn't see it from the start. Right. Yeah, we're on. And afterwards, they had the Onion News. And after that, it's really, really good, this station. Recommend it. It's really good. And thanks very much to them for having us on it.
Yeah, it's like rock, metal and punk and things like that and lots of shows. So definitely worth checking out if you can. Moveradio.com. That's MOVARadio.com.
Moveradio.com. Mm. Recommend it. And I'm happy to be on that. As we're, of course, very happy to be on Hussy Skunk. And what's the other one that the people are listening to right now that I can ever...
Talk Superstation.
Internet Talk Superstation. Mm. Hussy Skunk. And is it called Mover Radio? It's called Hard...
It's the Hard Drive on Mover Radio. It's channel 2 of Mover Radio.
I think there's people listening to us on those stations right now, and I'm going, I've no idea what I'm doing. A pathetic twat I am. Right, so, you could call me a twat if you like, dumb matter. Have you got anything else to say? Is that it?
Nope, that's it.
Right. Last track on this week's Scottish Special, a track we've played before, unashamedly. This is From the Vaults. This is Fire Exit, Tony. Do you remember Fire Exit? I love this band. What I want to know is, what's their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/FireExit.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/FireExitUK, which makes it probably be Internet 5, Tony 3. This is one of the best songs we have ever played on this show. Love it. I absolutely love this song. It's one of the first ones we ever played. I'm so pleased to be playing it again. This has been a Scottish Special. James Cleven Hoots. It's been fantastic. I'm loving Edinburgh. This is Wheelchair Out of Control.
Hard racing, racing, racing. Rubber burning, burning, burning. Get out of my way. Wind in my face. And like a radar without brakes, it's like a helicopter flying low. Big wheel keep on turning, climbers keep on burning. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. 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 Hard racing, racing, racing. Rubber burning, burning, burning. I'm in a place, the wind's in my face. It's like a week of non-stop sex. Max is much on LSD. Woo! Get out of my way. Don't bother me. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. 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 Wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 10 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 6 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 4 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 4 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 3 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in 3 wheelchairs out of control. I'm in a wheelchair out of control. Watch your wall. Watch your wall. Two way.
Oh, hey. In a cabin down by a canyon, bunch of guns, old and broken.
I'm on a wheelchair out of control. I'm on a wheelchair out of control. That was Wheelchair Out of Control, one of my favourites. It's a brilliant song. I think it's joyous in its championing of disability not being a hindrance to having a fucking great night out. Exactly how it should be. Exactly how I like it. I fucking love Fire Exit. And the gigging in October and December up in Glasgow. So make sure if you're in the Glasgow area that you get the chance to go and see them. They're fucking great. Right. That's about it, really. I hope you've had a brilliant, brilliant time this week. Don't forget that we really do want your iTunes reviews, and we really do want your Poetry Corners, and we really do want your Comedy Suburbs. You know what to do by now with all of those things. And Tony, maybe you could just talk them through the iTunes thing, could you?
Yeah, please do review us on iTunes if you get a moment. It doesn't take long, and be helping us out massively if you do so. So go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the music store page. where you can log in. You will need to log in. You'll need an iTunes account for that, but it's all free. So log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul is the UK. If you're not in either, if you email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, then we'll feature it.
I've got 50 quid in 50p's.
Nice.
I love my bucket. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog! A poog!
Budgie gun! Budgie gun!